Hey hunters, welcome to the Hunting Magazine podcast where we always hit the mark. I'm Brian, here with my amazing co-host Laura, live from Content Spot Studio. Get ready for thrilling stories, expert tips, and everything you crave about the great outdoors. Let's dive into an adventure-packed episode just for you.
Wow, Brian, you're on fire today with that charm. Thanks for the warm welcome. I'm absolutely pumped about our discussion, especially with such an important topic lighting up conversations all over the Sunshine State. Let's dive into it.
That's right. We're diving deep into the recent news out of Florida, where the FWC, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, has given preliminary approval for a black bear hunt planned for December 2025. It's a decision that's got everyone talking, from conservationists to hunters.
Absolutely. We'll be breaking down all the details, including why the FWC decided to move forward with this, what a potential bear hunt might look like, and the strong reactions from both sides of this passionate debate. Stay tuned for an in-depth look at Florida's upcoming bear season.
Here's something that might surprise you. Florida's black bears have made such an incredible comeback that they've gone from just a few hundred in the 1970s to 4,000 today. But now that success story has created an unexpected challenge.
That's quite the conservation victory, though I imagine managing that growing population isn't exactly straightforward.
Well, that's exactly what's causing such heated debate right now. The FWC just voted 4-1 to approve their first bear hunt in a decade, scheduled for December 2025.
What's driving this decision after such a long pause in bear hunting?
You know, it's really a perfect storm of factors. There's been this dramatic increase in human-bear interactions, particularly in developing areas. And then, this is crucial, there was that tragic black bear fatal attack in Collier County that really brought the issue to the forefront. Before we dive deeper into our main topic, Laura, do you mind if we take a quick break to highlight something that could be really beneficial for our listeners?
Of course, Brian. What's on your mind?
I'd like to share a word from our sponsor, Content Spot's AI. They're transforming content creation for small businesses. Small business owners, start creating content for your business effortlessly with Content Spot's AI. Designed for ease of use and affordability, this AI platform has all the tools you'll need to perfectly and effortlessly create high-quality content that saves you time and helps you stay competitive. Packed with powerful features, it's exactly what you need to stand out in today's marketplace. Visit www.contentspots.ai to explore all they offer and sign up for free. If you're ready to upgrade to a paid plan, use code PODCAST to enjoy a 20% discount and let them know I sent you. Start your creative journey with Content Spots AI today.
Sounds like a fantastic resource for businesses of all sizes. Thanks for sharing, Brian. Now back to our main discussion. So, Brian, I'd guess that the public response to this proposal must be pretty intense, right?
Oh, you have no idea. The FWC received over 13,000 online comments, and here's the kicker. About 3/4 of them were against the hunt. But what's fascinating is how they're approaching it differently this time.
Different from their previous attempts at population control?
Exactly. See, back in 2015, they had to shut down their bear hunt after just 2 days because hunters took over 300 bears. This time, they're proposing a much more structured approach. A limited lottery system with a quota of 187 bears, plus some pretty specific restrictions.
Tell me more about these new restrictions they're planning.
Well, first there's the cost barrier. $100 for Florida residents, $300 for non-residents. Then there are rules about which bears can be hunted, no cubs or females with cubs. But here's where it gets controversial. They're considering allowing bow hunting, using up to 6 bear hunting dogs to corner bears, and even setting up baited stations on private property to lure the bears into shooting range.
Those methods sound pretty intense. What are the alternatives people are suggesting?
That's actually one of the most interesting parts of this debate. Critics are pushing for what they call non-lethal solutions. Things like bear-proof trash containers, better public education about living with wildlife, and stricter regulations about possible bear attractants in residential areas.
So it's really about finding that balance between wildlife management and human safety.
Exactly. And here's what makes this so complex. Florida is one of only 6 states with significant black bear populations that doesn't currently allow regulated hunting, but the state is also experiencing rapid development into traditional bear habitat, which creates unique challenges.
How are other states handling similar situations?
You know, that's a fascinating comparison. Some states have had success with regulated bear hunting programs, while others have focused more on habitat protection and public education. But Florida's situation is unique because of how quickly the human population is expanding into bear territory.
The timing of this final vote in August seems pretty crucial.
It really is. The commissioners will have to weigh multiple factors: scientific data about bear population trends, the frequency of human-bear conflicts, and this overwhelming public opposition we're seeing. And whatever they decide could set a precedent for wildlife management across the state.
Looking ahead, what do you think will be the biggest challenges in implementing whatever decision they make?
Well, if they approve the hunt, they'll need to ensure it's properly regulated to avoid the issues they had in 2015. If they don't approve it, they'll need to find other effective ways to manage the growing bear population. Either way, they're going to face significant scrutiny.
Sounds like there's no easy answer here.
That's what makes this such a fascinating case study in wildlife management. It shows how conservation success can actually create new challenges and how complicated it can be to balance human safety with wildlife protection. Whatever happens in August, it's going to have lasting implications for how Florida manages its wildlife in an increasingly developed landscape. Thank you for joining us on today's episode. We hope you found our discussion insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you enjoyed the show. Stay connected with us on social media for the latest updates and behind-the-scenes content. Be sure to tune in next time as we dive into Family Fun Under the Stars, top tips for camping with little explorers, packed with tips and strategies to help make your next family camping trip meaningful. Until then, keep pushing the boundaries and making strides on your journey. See you next time.